landed on Mom Swipes Left, a podcast that hasn't been on the air for a whole week. On today's show, learn how to cure those incurable hiccups. Also, a stupid word quiz, because what else? Enjoy.
Welcome back to Mom Swipes Left. This is episode 233. I am your host, Jen.
And I'm your host, Carol. And
Carol is back in
I am. Yes. And it is a collective shit list, I think.
Yeah.
For all Mainers.
Like, trees are falling over.
Because they're so saturated with wet.
At least we're not in a heat wave.
True. We don't have forest fires.
We don't have forest fire smoke. So we should shut up maybe, but also...
Fuck this.
It's been grim and gray.
Usually summer starts end of June. Yep. Up until then, there's maybe a couple nice days, but it's mostly rain for some fucktard reason. Mm-hmm. And then July, it's like, okay, it's on. But no, not this year. It's going to rain right through. It may never stop. It's like all summer in a day up in this shit. And if you have not seen All Summer in a Day, watch it.
Wait, is it a movie?
It's a Ray Bradbury story that they made into a
short read the story. Film. That's what I...
Like, after school special.
Remind me, though. What happens?
They're on another planet, these kids, and it rains every single day except for one fucking day when it becomes summer, and everything blooms, and the sun comes out, and everybody's got their jam on.
Yeah.
And this one asshole kid, because there always has to be one, locks this girl in the broom closet, so she misses the whole goddamn thing.
So it's not the one where somebody steps on a mouse or a butterfly?
No. I don't know what you're talking about. All I know is I feel like I'm living in the apocalypse.
Although you can't complain too much because
I just came from the land of sun. Mm. I don't know how people don't want to live on the San Diego, Las Vegas area. I do because while I was there the whole time, I just thought about earthquakes. Mm. But other than that, it is actually perfect.
Well, tsunamis, earthquakes.
Okay, whatever. But it's perfect weather for human beings. It is sunny and 70 every single day. It's very gray in the morning, but that's just smog. And then it's perfect.
What's funny is that you were in California while my sister, who lives in Pasadena, was here in Maine. And she was luxuriating in the cool, wet weather.
I don't understand that. That's ridiculous. Well,
I think it's what grass is always greener.
It's not greener.
Well, our grass is super green.
It's kind of green. There was a lot of fake grass out there, and I get it. Wait. I still would rather live in a desert. AstroTurf. Yeah.
Ew. Mm-hmm.
It's just, there's a very short window on summer here, and we're missing it. Mm-hmm. Fuck this.
Yeah. Did we start with shitless grievances?
I think
already?
We did, yeah.
Oh, well, I have, it's neither a shitless nor a grievance. It's a PSA, people. So while you were gone, Carol, I was befelled with a sinus infection.
No.
Yeah. So I went to this quick care, basically was trying to convince this guy to give me some antibiotics, right?
You need some antibiotics. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So he was asking me all the questions. As he was leaving, he turns and he says, "You don't do neti pots, do you?"
What?
So I only learned of a neti pot maybe 10 years ago. And Sophie has recently taken.
No.
To use, and she videos it and she sends it to me, and it is nasty.
It's so nasty.
I don't even know how people get their faces to do that.
It's one of the nastiest things I've ever seen or heard of.
I was like, no, that's disgusting.
No.
I was like, and neither do I douche, because basically a neti pot is a face douche. And he looked at me, he was like, I'm going to use that. Because that's exactly what it is. It introduces foreign bacteria into your nasal system and it fucks everything up.
Oh, shit.
So I am here to tell all of you limp-wristed environmental liberals.
Oh,
whatever. Well, I mean, those are the people that are using the neti pods.
Yeah, they are, actually. Right?
Don't
if
do
I
it.
Think about it. Don't.
Would you use a douche?
No, you wouldn't.
You might need one, but you won't use one.
I use one.
Don't use a neti pot.
We need to bring the same awareness to the neti pot. You're just douching your face, people. There's a natural system for cleansing there. Sometimes it gets backed up, just like sometimes you get a yeast infection.
Right, and you need to go on the meds. But you know what?
Doesn't help. Douche. Mm.
So I just was very interested in his response and thought that I need to share that. What are you doing? Wow. Dude, your belly button is as cavernous as mine.
Really?
I thought you had an Audi.
No, I don't have a fucking Audi.
Carol's gross. Over here squeezing her
If I had an stomach. Audi, I would kill myself.
Oh, we've already had this conversation. I find them much more attractive than Indies.
I don't want to touch the outside of my belly button. That's fucking gross.
Audi belly buttons don't smell like any belly
button. You don't know.
I actually do.
You've smelled a bunch of Audi belly buttons.
And Innies. Have you just met me? I greet people by smelling things. If anybody allows me to smell their belly button, I am going to smell it and it will be imprinted forever. Anywho, let's talk about how we spent last week.
What'd you do, Jenny?
Not much. I suffered from a sinus infection.
Yeah, it sucks.
I had a lot of company.
You didn't have to edit the podcast.
I did not, which was handy.
So I spent it in sunny California, where it was beautiful every single day. Mm. I went to a conference. I sat by a pool.
Question for you.
Yeah.
How many hours of conferencing would you say you did?
I would say each day, at least 4 to 5 hours of conferencing.
Okay. All right.
But we had Disney tickets one night. There were 2 nighttime sort of events that Joel was able to come to with me. So it felt a lot like a vacation. And then we stayed a couple extra days. The conference itself, and I can't actually say what organization it is, but holy shit, dude. They know how to throw a fucking conference. It was the best conference I've ever been to.
Podcast Nation, listen up.
We had crazy great food, great entertainment. I can't even describe.
Really?
I got shocked. So much swag. There were so many famous people there. Whatever. That's how I spent my week. Every glass of wine cost $20, which is only like $5 more than here.
But still, why? I mean, they're making it right
there. I don't
there.
Know why. But we were shocked to find out that prices there are not that much higher than here, except that people make bank there.
I know, right?
So what's going on, Maine? Mm. Like, what are we doing? So I didn't get any tchotchkes or anything for my trip. I didn't get anyone any gifts. I didn't bring any tokens home. But what I did bring home is a photo.
Yes, you did.
And I will share it on our Instas. But it was a fucking 11-year-old wearing a shirt that said, "I love hot moms." And I was like, here's our fucking future generation listener.
How did you take that pic?
Secretly.
Oh, yeah? Did you do the whole, like, we're taking a selfie and you just turn it around?
Yes, we did. Okay, yes, perfect. Yes, we did. And he was none the wiser. And as long as I black out his face, no harm, no foul.
I don't even think he has to black out his face.
This kid loves hot moms. And you know what we are? Semi-hot moms.
Kind of.
We're mom?
No, not even. But, you know, whatever. We're mom. In the same wheelhouse-ish.
I was very impressed.
I would love to know where he got that. Did he order it himself?
Was it a translation thing? Because he did look a little Filipino. Did he not know what that said? Or did his dad pack it and was like, ha, 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 last day, this kid's going to have to wear this only clean t-shirt? Or was that kid like, I fucking love hot moms.
Well, I'm waiting for that t-shirt.
So there's your gift, people.
No, but I'm actually...
Oh, you would like the t-shirt. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because somebody at one point sent me a t-shirt that says, "I heart Adam Schiff." So okay, I know it's possible you're right. Make those.
We'll just make those for our merch. Anything Did someone else? Really send you a "I love Adam" shirt?
Yeah.
And you don't wear it?
Yeah, I do.
I haven't seen it.
It's a summertime shirt, though. Okay. It's a
And it's still winter, so...
It's a crop top. Of course. Notable news.
What are we singing, Jenny?
This week, I have chosen Sweet Dreams.
By the Eurythmics?
The Eurythmics. Ready?
Notable news is made of this. 2 old chicks who are not Swiss. We scour the webs just to bring you the dregs. Webs and dregs don't rhyme very well. Notable news is made of this. Who are we to give a shit?
That slow clap. Well done. That was a one take wonder.
Yeah, bitch. Wow. Annie Lennox, call us.
We are slight on the notable news this week, believe it or not, despite the fact that we've been gone.
Well, nothing has happened. It's been a shit show.
It's just been rain, heat, and
smoke.
Yeah. This came across my desk. British parents finally win the fight to name their son Lucifer.
I don't get it.
At this point, the kid is 4 months old.
Who said they couldn't name their kid Lucifer?
The British court system. What? The British couple had to fight to have their son named after the devil after a register tried to ban them from using it.
Bullshit.
The horrified official told them that their son would not succeed in life with moniker.
Of course. He's going to succeed the most.
Dan and Mandy Sheldon went to register their tot last week after the council office finally opened after lockdown. Wait, when is this?
It must be a while ago.
It says May 19th, 23. Why aren't they in fucking lockdown?
I don't know, UK, whatever.
Furious Dan, who, when I first read it, I thought, is that his full name?
Right? But did someone name him Furious?
Yeah, I think it's just capitalized Furious because it starts the sentence. Got it. Furious Dan, 37, a plant hire company boss, lodged an official complaint.
I hate him.
Well, no, he's the dad.
Oh, I thought that was the guy who said no to Lucifer.
No, that's the father.
Sorry, Dan. Furious Dan.
Lodged an official complaint over how he and Mandy, 32, were treated at their local office in Cheshirefield, Derbyshire. Can we just have a pause?
Yes.
Why do the British add on Shire Wingington?
And Wingington Shire. How many shires are there?
It never ends. Furious Dan said, we were really excited to go and get him registered, but the woman looked at us in utter disgust. She told us he would never be able to get a job and teachers wouldn't want to teach him. I tried to explain that we are not religious people. She even told us it was illegal to name a child that in New Zealand and that maybe we could name him something else but refer to him as Lucifer at
home. I'm sorry, we're not in New Zealand, biatch.
Well, maybe I misread this. Hold on. No, Derbyshire is in England.
There's no Derbyshire in New Zealand.
My aching asshole. The parents were told to leave the room while the official checked if she was allowed to register the boy with the satanic title.
Oh, for fuck.
Furious Dan added, we were gobsmacked with her behavior.
Right.
Eventually, she did it, but it was through gritted teeth. Derbyshire Council said, we apologize if they were offended, but it is the job of our registers to advise in these matters, as sometimes people are not aware of certain meanings or associations.
Oh, shut up. You can name your kid whatever you want. I don't care.
The UK has very few legal restrictions in place for names, although those that contain obscenities and numbers are likely to be rejected. Okay.
Numbers?
Yeah, I don't get that.
I can't be seven?
I mean, if you want to name your kid Ass Crack.
Yeah. You should be able to name your kid Ass Crack. This is goddamn 2023.
Keeps talking about New Zealand. New Zealand added Lucifer to its list of forbidden names in 2013, while Australia bans any names that are considered obscene, too long, misleading,
too long,
or have a royal, political, law enforcement, military, or religious title, such as Colonel, Saint, or Princess.
Wow.
I still don't know where this fucking happened. We have no idea. God, the UK is so confusing.
Where was Lucifer born? It's really a question.
But Lucifer.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that you get ugly with me, with my translations.
Oh, your Latin translation? Mm. Okay, got it.
Well, this is not Latin, this is Greek.
Oh.
Lucifer actually means light bringer.
Ooh.
So why is that bad?
That should not be bad. Just because some assholes
wrote
a book.
I can think of so many worse names.
Yeah. Bertha. Not good.
Although I can see Bertha making another
comeback
round. Yes, yeah. I can. Okay. Yes, I can. Ashley. Never. Ashley is horrible.
It's so much worse than Bertha and Lucifer.
I mean, Lucifer actually has a good...
It's a quite strong name.
Trips off the tongue.
It does.
Anywho, they won. Kid's name is Lucifer. You want to see a picture of him?
Yes. Oh, he's adorable.
Of course.
His dad looks like a demon, though.
Yeah, no, his dad's got a really high brow. Next up, and last up on Notable News, a new cure for chronic hiccups. Carol, you have tried. I wouldn't say that I had chronic hiccups.
No, but when you get them, it's hard to get them to stop.
Right, and you've tried your hard love.
Yeah, well, you call it hard love. I call it Jedi mind trick. Works for me if I do it to myself.
Didn't do it for me, though.
No, because you're an asshole. Can't take any direction.
There is now a more effective cure for persistent hiccups.
Which can be very bad. Like, you can die from it.
No.
Yes, sir.
Die from hiccups.
Yep.
Prove it.
I mean, you have to have it for years and years and years.
People have it for years and
okay,
years.
Okay, but I don't even understand. Annoying, yes. Maybe they kill themselves, sure. But hiccups will kill you?
Hang on. Oh, they're not fatal.
Oh, wait, I'm not going to cut that out. Do it again.
But their persistence can be a signal that there's an underlying illness that needs immediate medical attention. Like what? Some conditions that cause intractable hiccups, which last for more than a month, could be life-threatening if left untreated, such as cancer, stroke, and pneumonia. So no, the hiccup itself is not going to kill you, okay. But there could be reasons why.
Okay. 60-year-old man developed hiccups after a nasogastric tube was fitted following his hospitalization for pancreatitis.
Gross.
What is, wait, so nasogastric. Oh, so he's being fed through his nose. Yes.
That's unnatural.
So it just tastes like snot. But I guess your stomach doesn't have taste buds.
No, neither does your nose.
Okay. All right. The patient's persistent hiccups went on for days, despite removing the tube and the efforts of the team to deal with them. This is in quotes. Swallowing a teaspoon of granulated sugar, simulation of the posterior, a lot of words.
Just skip them.
I'm gonna go right through. All right. Posterior pharynx with a nasal catheter, Valsalva maneuver, sinus massage and digital eyeball pressure was performed. Wait, I want to know what digital eyeball pressure. Did they just put their thumbs in your eyes?
I think you know what it is. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
But there was no success to terminate the hiccups. Why would pressing on somebody's eyeballs?
I know, but next time I'll try.
Maybe just the surprise of it.
All right. Oh!
Oh, wait. Oh, they explain.
Oh.
Had I read it. Nice. A few things might have stood out there, such as digital eyeball pressure.
That's the one.
Is questionable cures, but there is reasoning behind it. Intractable hiccups is an uncommon phenomenon, probably mediated through the supraspinal brain stem center with the efferent limb mediated by the vagus nerve. They had attempted several ways of stimulating the vagus nerve. Only had to stimulate the nerve. 2 days. Only 2 days, dude.
Oh.
Get over it, you That's big pussy.
That's a long time.
Yeah, but some people live for years with it.
Truth.
2 days and several medications after onset, the patient was still hiccuping. Fortunately for the patient, the doctors knew of a different way to get rid of the hiccups. A digital rectal massage. Following the massage, the patient's hiccups stopped
for
several hours, then returned.
He needed more.
However, this doctor was not a quitter, damn it. Digital rectal massage was attempted again.
And again. And again.
Using a slow, continuous, circumferential motion, and the hiccups were terminated again. Immediately. This team of doctors had the advantage of knowledge that this technique worked. The first person to discover this medical tool or life hack did not have this advantage.
What?
I think we're going back in back time. Dr. Francis Fessmeyer, while attempting to stimulate the vagus nerve of his patient, remembered reading about another patient whose racing heartbeat was slowed after receiving rectal massage.
Jesus.
He tried it on the patient and found that it worked.
Mm.
And then Fessmeyer received an Ig Nobel Prize for his case report.
He got a prize for
diddling the butthole?
Yes. Well, diddling the butthole prize.
Anyway, so next time, Carol.
Yeah.
When I have the hiccups.
Yeah. Which you're trying to get right now. I can
a
see you trying to get them.
A little bit. Okay. I want you to digitize
your anus.
My brown hole. just a little lick on the tip. And like,
and just.
You don't even have to go in. I didn't say that you went in.
It's implied.
Oh.
And I think, too, it's probably different for women and men because men have that prostate thing.
Well, they didn't go in and say they manipulated the prostate.
What's going to stop a hiccup? Milking that prostate, baby.
Shock. It's shock of any kind.
Shock or awe.
My fellow citizens, at this moment, our doctors, health agencies, and many bored married Americans are fighting to defend the world from terrible grave danger. Now that the terrible, terrible hiccups have come, our only choice is to apply grave force to the asshole. I mean the butthole, the anus, grave force to the anus. It is our shock and awe campaign.
I thought that in the past we had the dumbest quizzes.
Yeah.
This might be not a quiz, but the dumbest game ever.
Excellent.
So in this past week, my sister, who was here from California, was here with her.
Who, by the by, thinks I'm fat.
Well, she was told you were fat by her husband, who's got a boner for you. And then I showed her a picture of you.
I hope it was an old picture.
No, it was the one with you drinking out of the flask.
When I was a kid?
Oh, and she was like, oh, he's a cock.
What a cock.
So I spent a month with my 11-year-old nephew. It became very apparent to me that I have the humor of an 11-year-old boy. Because we would be at family suppers, which happened every fucking night. Somebody would say a word that had nothing to do with anything. And only Alipio and I would giggle. Laugh at it. Okay? So I thought, let's play a game, you and me. Because you're the most juvenile person I know.
Really?
A female of my age.
All right.
The goal of this game is to just say words that are normal words.
Yes.
And see if either of us laugh.
Do we say them in a sentence?
No.
No clap.
We just say them out loud.
Okay.
You want me to go first?
Yes.
Skidmore.
All right. A little bit. A little bit.
Well, how are we going to do that?
What do you mean?
So like half point on that?
I'll say half point. Yeah. It's a laugh-a-meter.
All right. Half point on Skidmore. All right. You're up.
Hump.
What?
Hump.
Really?
Hump?
I'm more sophisticated than hump.
Okay, fine.
Brownout.
Fine.
All right, that's a full one.
Bone on bone.
What does that mean?
Dude, you're not playing this right.
I am playing it right.
You're at dinner and someone's like, oh yeah, no, that injury was bone on bone.
Oh.
Really? Nothing?
Yeah, no.
This is fun.
You know, I'm sorry that you didn't show up with fantastic words like I did.
Skidmore? Go.
Meat stick.
Nope.
Nope, nothing. All right.
I do love good meat stick, though.
Oh, who doesn't?
Had some last night. It was really good.
Like in your bed?
No, like in my mouth.
Wait, what kind of meat stick?
The kind you cut up and eat on a cheese board.
Wait, so you're telling me you got home from the Californias.
Yes.
Got to your house.
Yeah.
And Joel made a charcuterie.
He did.
All right, you're up.
Beaver. Seriously?
I gave a half a point on that.
You didn't laugh.
I giggled. I
inside you did?
Thunderhole.
No.
Really?
Because now I'm mad.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Exposed manhole.
Okay. All right, I will give you that. That's a one.
They're redoing State Street in Portland, and it has a sign that says...
Exposed manhole. Exposed right now. Okay. That's good.
Homo erectus.
That's a one.
Fine.
That's a one.
Not even good. Just the tip.
I'm going to give you a half.
Thanks.
Nut meat.
I just think I'm more prone to laughing than you.
That's not
true. I think you're just a cynical bitch.
Okay.
If your mom is at the dinner table and she's like, I can't find any mushrooms in that sauce. And someone's like, do a deep search. No. I got nothing. This is going nowhere.
You don't think this is fun?
It's not really, no.
You don't know. Musk beaver.
Fuck you. How about clinger?
Clinger, you got a point on that clinger. Let's see, one, two, three. Oh, I won.
I know you won, but I don't think it's my fault. I think it's because you're humorless, unless it's about you.
I think I'm just funnier.
No, I think actually, we'll see. Actually,
how will we see?
Because we'll ask our people if they laughed at mine.
Okay.
I think you're just a humorless asshole, unless it's about you.
Okay. Next up, celebrity conspiracy theories. So I'm sitting at my desk at work, and as you know, we're inundated by 20-somethings.
Yes.
And I was listening to a conversation about Bob Ross.
Oh.
Who is our generation.
Exactly.
Like, they have no right.
Nope.
But he is so popular, even post-mortem, that people have watched him on whatever the YouTubes and bullshit.
Right.
The theory that was being bantied around outside my office is that Bob Ross was a serial killer, and he painted the locations of the places that he buried bodies.
I actually love that.
But I Snopes it. It's not right.
No.
But, well, it's negative until they find bodies.
Correct. Okay.
But I did find it delicious. So I thought to myself, are there other celebrity conspiracy theories that I am not aware of?
Yeah.
And come to find out, there are, because I don't know celebrities.
Nope.
So I thought, I'm going to make this kind of a quiz.
Okay.
For years, conspiracy theorists have claimed that this reality TV star's real dad is O.J. Simpson.
Khloe Kardashian.
Dude!
Am I right?
Yeah!
She looks just like him.
That's what they're saying.
Also kind of like Elvis.
How the fuck did you know that? And it just so happened.
Yeah. They were all friends. So it's very possible that her mom got a little D from the you-know-whos.
Wow, I can't believe you nailed that so... Okay. Right. Following this A-list actor's 2004 split from Penelope Cruz, the Church of Scientology reportedly considered Scarlett Johansson, Lindsay Lohan, and the three-time Oscar nominee's eventual bride, Katie Holmes, for the coveted role. In September 2012, Vanity Fair published an expose on the audition process. What they're saying is that the Church of Scientology chose this wife for this person.
Tom Cruise. I know my People magazine.
This child beauty queen did not, in fact, die in her family home in Colorado. Instead, she was allegedly kidnapped and she resurfaced.
There's a lot of people who think she's Katy Perry. JonBenet Ramsey.
You are correct.
And if you look at Katy Perry and you look at the little girl, they do have a very big resemblance, but there's no way Katy Perry is JonBenet Ramsey. It's just stupid.
Yeah, I think the brother killed her.
Oh, maybe. And then he was like, whoops. And the parents were like, well, one's dead and one's not. What do we do?
Oh, parenting.
Yeah.
This person shot into the spotlight after she dropped her hit single in 2013. At that time, she was just 16, allegedly.
Allegedly, but they thought she was 30.
You're right. Who is it?
Lord.
Yes.
She does kind of look 30.
There was so much hubbub about this that the media outlet ultimately published a copy of her birth certificate, proving them wrong. This actor exposed Hollywood as the hub of satanic child sacrifice. The story went on to claim that the conspiracy theory star said that Hollywood studios are drenched in the blood of innocent children.
I love it.
And that the consumption of baby blood is so popular in Hollywood
Delicious. That
it basically operates as a currency of its own. The quote seemed to confirm a right-wing extremist theory that the left-wing deep state, which includes Hollywood celebrities and liberal elites, has ties to Satanism.
I'm gonna say, is it Corey Feldman?
No.
Who is it?
Mel Gibson.
Oh, for fuck.
The
Jew hater?
Oh, yeah. No, he's a tool. Corey Feldman. What was he in, though? I feel like he was in my team beat.
He was. He was in Goonies, and then he was in the vampire movie. What was that vampire movie? The Lost Boys.
No, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, I know exactly. Oh, is he a crazy?
Yeah, he's a crazy. And he was really super good friends with Michael Jackson, if you know what I mean. Now he has a band.
What's it called?
I don't know.
Okay.
No one does.
This one cracks me up. This person was a government operative. The pop star's 2007 mental health crisis coincided with several important dates in George Bush's presidency. Promoting rumors that his admin paid her to distract the media from his blunders by publicly acting out. I have more.
Okay.
This person announced her split from Kevin the day before an important midterm election that rocked the vote.
Britney Spears.
Yes.
How did that rock the vote?
I'm not really sure. A few months later, Bush announced the reformation of Al-Qaeda on the very same night that the troubled chart topper infamously shaved her head and attacked a paparazzi vehicle with an umbrella.
Yeah, I'm sure it was all about George W.
Right? You're just killing this.
Amen, amen.
This one confuses me.
How was I supposed to know?
This one confuses me. I've read it 1,000 times.
Okay.
This person is rumored to have been lying about her age for years, and that her little sister Solange is actually...
Her daughter.
Yeah.
Beyonce.
Dude.
Could be, though. I once had an assistant whose mom was her grandmom and her sister was her mom.
Wait, pause. Her mom.
Yeah. Was her real, really was her.
Oh, so the grandma was raising the kid.
Right, because the mom was like 16 when she had her.
That's the whole, that's the whole theory here with Beyonce. Who cares? All right. This one I don't think you're going to get.
Okay.
This person did not star on The Wonder Years.
Mm-hmm.
The shock rocker simply bears a striking resemblance to child actor Josh Saviano, who portrays Kevin's dorky BFF, Paul Pfeiffer.
Alice Cooper?
Nope.
Okay. Marilyn Manson.
Dude, what? Are you fucking for real?
Yeah.
Yes. Look at that picture. You are so good at this. I could never
play
this.
I've never heard that one, though.
I have... I could not play this game. All right, you're totally going to get this one.
Okay.
This person allegedly had himself, or possibly just his head, cryogenically frozen and buried beneath Disneyland to be reanimated in the future when the technology exists.
Walt Disney.
Yeah.
Duh.
So this has actually not been proven wrong.
I believe it.
It says, for all we know, Walt is still out there somewhere.
What is with Walt and alcohol? We are at Disney. You can't get a drink. You can't get a goddamn drink. The only place you can get a drink is in the California park, the adventure park.
Wait, pause. Florida,
you can get it at Epcot and all of that.
I've never been to the California Disney's.
You can't get it in Florida either, in Disneyland or Disney World.
Yeah, they have beer parks.
In the adventure park, but in Disney proper, you can't get drinks.
Really?
No. You look at these parents, and honest to God, they have to have an alcoholic beverage immediately. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The strollers.
Oh,
the strollers.
2x2s.
Honest to God. Mm-hmm. There were some that were caravans, I swear to God.
Mm-hmm.
And they take up all the space. They will not move for you.
Mm-mm.
But I also kind of get it. You look at the face of the person pushing that stroller. They're ruined. Mm-hmm. They're wrecked. They're damaged for life. They're never going to recover.
Right. So why? What's the
I theory? Think he hated alcohol and he thought that it would bring an untoward element. And he's probably right. But at the same time, I need something to get me through. I don't even have kids and I needed an alcoholic beverage bad.
We don't know if his head is still buried.
Well,
all right, Miss Smarty Pants. This actor has a striking resemblance to a historical figure. He is a spitting image of a man photographed in Tennessee during the 1870s. In 2011, a photograph of this lookalike landed on eBay for $1 million. The reading listed, "This person is a vampire."
Nicolas Cage.
Are you fucking kidding me? How did you know that?
I've seen it.
But they said every 75 years or so?
Right.
He like recalibrates or some bullshit?
And there's more pictures of or paintings and stuff.
So the other one is Keanu Reeves, which I looked at and that didn't...
It wasn't as canny.
No. This is one that I was not going to do, but now I'm going to.
Because you thought it was too hard?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's have it.
This person's debut album, Let Go, arrived with a bang on June 4th, 2002. But her time at the top of the charts was short-lived. According to a popular conspiracy theory, the Skater Boy singer secretly died in 2003.
Avril...
Lavigne?
Yeah.
And that she was replaced by a body double?
Yes.
Melissa Vandella?
Yes.
How do you know that?
I don't know.
Because I went
it's
down this...
It's sad that I...
I went down this deep dive and people are like looking at her moles and freckles and bullshit like that.
It's stupid.
But no, who the fuck cares?
I know, also. There are so many conspiracy theories that certain people have been replaced with fake. Mm. You know, like Paul McCartney is like one of the biggest.
Dude, you're already ruining my quiz.
I'm so sorry.
This person who went blind when he was a child can actually see. Over the years, the iconic musician has been caught on camera accomplishing several seemingly impossible tasks for a person with impaired vision. From catching a falling microphone stand and attending
basketball. Stevie Wonder.
Oh, fuck.
And he is blind, people.
Maybe he's not.
There are various levels of blindness, but he's blind.
You know, I'm actually legally blind.
Okay.
Without my glasses.
I'm just saying, like, you know, if you live your whole life blind, mostly, his whole life blind, you're going to know when something's falling and you're going to be able to catch it. That's like not an issue.
That, what is it, like echolocation? All right, so now the one you ruined, Paul McCartney, is not okay, dead. Jim Morrison. I mean, like, all of this. You're going to know it all. It makes me so mad.
What's Jim Morrison? That he didn't actually die?
Yeah.
I mean, of course.
It's the same thing with Elvis.
Yeah.
How about this?
Yeah.
This person is the Zodiac Killer.
Mm.
Do you know?
Is it the politician guy?
Yes. If you know, I'm going to smack you so fucking hard. Okay. It was a joke made on social media that this Republican presidential hopeful titled one of his speeches, "This is the Zodiac Speaking."
Yeah.
And people on the internet started freaking out, creating memes, insinuating that this politician was the Zodiac, a serial killer who went on a murder spree in the 60s and 70s and was never caught.
Ever.
Who is this person?
Okay, I don't know his name, but I know he was the guy who went to Mexico during like the flooding?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay.
Well, sort of.
What's his stupid name?
Ted Cruz.
But yeah, there it is.
Yeah, I think it was all the power in Texas went out.
Yes, all the power. Yeah, and he left. Like,
and he,
swoop on his power plane. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I am now scraping the bottom of the barrel. This person.
You're so mad.
I just can't believe that you nailed this so hard. Presidents Nixon and Reagan gave this person the clearance to take the Beatles out.
Mm.
They suggest magazines like Time and Newsweek published cryptic messages foreshadowing Lennon's death and notes that this person's resemblance to the man who they say actually killed John Lennon is uncanny.
Mm. This one I do not know. So someone who looks like, what's his hoo-ha?
Chapman?
Yeah.
I can't even picture him.
I can, but I can't think of someone who.
Stephen King.
What?
That'd be fantastic, right?
So they're saying that Stephen King actually killed John Lennon.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. Mm. That is awesome. But have you seen Stephen King at that time? He looked like a Yeti.
Yeah, but he could have been shaved.
He could have been.
So for those of you who don't know, I mean, Stephen King literally lived in my backyard. He went to school with my dad.
Were they friends?
If you talk to my dad, yes, they were close friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I have not talked to Stephen King.
Well, I don't think Stephen King killed John Lennon.
I would love to think he did, though.
I mean, why would he?
Just for, like, narrative fodder? All right, this one is going to challenge you, I think. Xena Schreck was best known as the daughter of Anton LaVey.
Okay.
The Church of Satan's founder.
Mm-hmm.
Xena was the church's spokesperson for 5 years until she stepped down as high priestess in 90. This person would grow up to be a dead ringer for Xena. They're saying that this
dead ringer
has now recreated herself as a pop singer.
Oh, I do not know. Do you want me to guess though? Is it Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Shut up.
Yes.
How old was she when she stopped being high priestess?
Well, that's where it all falls apart.
I see.
So she stepped down as high priestess in 1990 and Taylor Swift was born in 89.
Okay. Or Taylor Swift is actually older than she looks and she's just powered by the power of Satan.
Right.
Could be.
I mean, that's the whole thing about all of these. None of them are true.
Now. They're just fun.
All right, this person was no stranger to conspiracy, but this one is by far the craziest and most disturbing.
No.
Following his death, his physician, Conrad Murray, was convicted of involuntary manslaughter. Murray went on to write a tell-all book in which he claimed this person was chemically castrated as a child.
Michael Jackson.
Wow. Fuck my face. How do you know?
Everyone knows that.
What? Oh, I'm tapped. I mean, you guessed them all. I was agog. I spent 2 days after Bob Ross.
I'm sorry.
Mostly, I don't even know any of these people. So I was like, wow.
Mm-mm.
How do you find this shit out?
Like, I don't even know. I think I just absorb it.
But through what? Like,
I don't even know.
No, just pause.
Okay.
All right. You wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
You get up and take a piss.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you scour the webs? Like, how does that happen?
Yeah, I must, right?
No, just tell me what you do.
It must be that sort of morning in between states of consciousness that I'm absorbing all this information. I don't know where it came from. Somehow, this is the shit that sticks in my brain. Couldn't tell you where Argentina is.
So, yeah, okay. Well, mm-hmm. I'm impressed. Well done.
Thanks.
Standing O.
Thank you.
Socials?
Please visit us on our socials at all of our socials. Also, please visit us on our website at momswipesleft.com, where we have show notes and other fun things. Call us on our telephone, which is still active.
Is it?
Thanks to Missy, Fan Missy, and Fan Ken at 207-L201. That's L as in the Spanish.
We will see you freaks next week.
Goodbye. Goodbye. You can eat both of my nipples, if you would like.
Are you talking to me right now?
Yeah.